Happy cold and gray Saturday morning. Welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcast and at Season 5, Episode 28, the week that was for February 19th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. In this episode, we're going to review the week that was for February 19th, 2024. We'll tell a dad joke. We'll preview the upcoming week. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and App. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Podcast is out a little bit later today. We're recording it at 10:30 this morning. Highlander, the original movie, was on. I'm a big Highlander fan. Loved that movie since it came out in 1985. So I was kind of watching that and got sidetracked. So the snow has stopped. We had little snow flurries here in Elwood City earlier today. It is just cold outside. So we're back. We're going to jump into student emails, which once again this week, we're not going to read any specific student emails. I've been fielding comments and questions in class while we work on the project. We'll do another summary here. The project deadlines were and are still fluid. We adjusted them as needed. Honors, your project was due Thursday. People were working on it. We had some issues with the MLA format site. So I said, if you turn it in Thursday by the end of class, I'll give you some extra points for turning it in at that deadline. If you turned it in by the end of class on Friday, no points off. Honors, you're now in the late zone. You lose points if your project isn't done. I did talk with some of you who were working on MLA format. That was the holdup. So you pushed your project, the recorded project, into me. I'll look over that when you finish your MLA citations. We'll put them in and finalize the grade. Regular US 2 classes, your projects were due by the end of class yesterday. Same thing, some people were having trouble with MLA format. You were to turn in your projects that were completed, all the recording, and we'll add the MLA format when that is done. There'll be no penalty for that if you talk to me about it. So that's how the timelines are going with the projects. So we're going to move on from that. If you do have any questions about the projects, please reach out and ask me. Don't wait till we get to school. Send me an email. If you're unsure of something, message me in Schoology or email me, and we'll go from there. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question or comment in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your message, comment, question read on this highly popular and award-winning podcast that's out there. I know somewhere on the internet, it all falls into place. So we're going to move into the class week in review. I'm looking around because Charlie's running loose in the house. I don't have her blocked in anywhere. I'm just wondering where she's at. She's awfully quiet, probably chewing on a slipper. As long as it's not mine, I'm okay with it. So we started the week celebrating President's Day. Yin's guys were off. Staff had in-service. This week was once again focused on working on our projects. In general, everyone should have been logged into Canva, learned how to set up their projects. Most people used the video format, which was the way to go. Upload your pictures into Canva, click on your picture, read your script, go through MLA format. I showed you how to do that using the OWL from Purdue University. The link is in Schoology under. You could either go two ways here. Under the home screen, if you go under important class links and resources, or if you go into each individual week, starting with this past week, resources for the week, you'll see MLA format. Click on that. Takes you to Wakelet. I have a Wakelet dedicated to MLA format. It's the first link down. Hit that. Takes you to the out. Gives you examples of MLA format. It also has the citation machine maker. Put your information in there and run with it. So it is a little wonky. Does take a little bit of time. I don't know if it's the Chromebooks. I don't know if it's their website. It could have been the school internet. I don't know. So that's why we extended for some people. Anyway, oh, I lost my script. Anyway, here we go. I'm back. So that's what we worked on in class. Take a screenshot of your works cited once it's done on that Google Doc. Upload those images. That'll be the last one, two, or three images on your presentation. Remember, no last names for yourself or your partners in the presentation, but your topics can use last names. I reviewed all the scripts that were submitted. Ah, here she is. Oh, hold on, you. I got her. So, I reviewed all the scripts that were turned in. I gave comments and suggestions. Projects that were submitted, I went over a lot of them. Not all of them, because some people were turning them in and then telling me they were not done. So, I did make some corrections. Some people turned stuff in that wanted me to look over them. I did look over them, give you suggestions, and we moved on from there. Gave you some extended time. So, that's where everything stands with the projects. On top of that, I'm going back to this, and I should just record this and drop this in. Remember, I added a link to study skills resources to each class's Schoology page. In the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources, there is a link labeled Note-Taking. It takes you to the class wiki, where I've curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. Everybody learns differently. If you are studying, if how you're studying is not working well enough for you, take a look at some other ways to study and experiment. I'll work with you on that. As always, I still have a bunch of free pocketed folders and notebooks for students. If you're interested, let me know. Honors, you're encouraged to keep notebooks. We don't do notebook checks, and they can be virtual or physical. Regular US 2 classes, you're required to have notebooks since that is part of the class grade. Now, what's up, New Brighton? We had our club meeting on Tuesday. More on that coming up later. So now is where I would put the siren. In fact, I may do that. Wait a second. What do you hear? You hear that? That's the jingle of Charlie chewing on her tags. That siren sound means it's the optional enrichment segment of the podcast. The optional enrichment assignment, we're going to roll them out slowly. We still have the stick together activities to do, linked off my blog. That's on Schoology also. But we have right now, I opened up a weekly coding project. I know a lot of you don't know how to code, but that's okay. You don't need to know how to code to work this. I'm going to go over this week in class. I promise, because I started practicing, rolling some stuff out with students who were done with their projects early and had good projects. Went over some of the activities there, to taking a look at them and kind of evaluating them for me. I'm going to go over the enrichment projects this week. More on that as we get closer to the preview for the upcoming week. But stick together. Remember, if you do the stick togethers, take a picture of what you did. Send me that. That's linked off of mrsal.edublogs.org. I will go over the enrichment choice boards this week, so there'll be more on that when I get into the preview. And that's pretty much it. I'm getting sidetracked because I'm sitting here. Go ahead, Charlie. That's Charlie growling, got her all riled up. So, she's making her, a wanted broadcast cameo as opposed to just carrying on wanting attention. We're going to move on to our regularly scheduled podcast back out of enrichment. And we're going to go into your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. This This dad joke of the week is brought to you by Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes. So frightfully awful yet wonderfully spiffing, volume one. So this past summer, I took a trip and went to Europe. It was a total debacle. I even went as far as I tried suing British Airways after they misplaced my luggage. I tried suing British Airways after they misplaced my luggage. I lost my case. Get it? I lost my case? Oh, rough crowd. Rough crowd. Anyway, we're going to move on to the preview of next week. If I could find the cursor on my computer, there it is. So, next week's preview. Those of you who are done with your projects, begin looking over your flashcards that your class made for your projects. They're linked under the resources. Work on those. Some of you still need to be wrapping up your projects and tying up loose ends, some past assignments, questions and such to turn in. Get those done. I'm going to preview the enrichment assignments for those of you that are caught up as you're studying. You can take a look at some of the enrichment assignments if you're interested in them. We'll talk about that. What's up, New Brighton? We're going to have an extra meeting this upcoming Thursday, February 29th. It's a leap year meeting. So we will have that. And that wraps up next week's preview. It's pretty open-ended because I have to get everyone caught up and get all the projects in. We will go from there and be grading those projects. I'm going to take a brief musical break, and I will be back. And I'm not even having my espresso yet. As soon as I wrap up this episode, I want to make my espresso and sit back and relax. So hang out for a second. There we go. And I'll be right back. Okay. We're going to wrap up this podcast. As I get ready to wrap up the podcast, I want to mention several things. First is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like something you hear, please don't get mad at anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, please send me some complimentary words. They're always great to have come across the email. Another thing I want to mention is about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the world, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast, where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts such as Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify. Check us out. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Another is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone that reaches the outside world or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help once again. That is 211.org or 211 on your phone. I've added the website 511pa.com to this list. It's a great resource for travelers, especially this time of year. Things are crazy. Rainstorms, snowstorms, road closures, construction. 511pa.com shows you the driving conditions across the state, where the location of snow plows are if needed. Has live traffic cams that show live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. And shows you road closures due to construction and other incidents. Check out 511pa.com. You can dial 511 on your phone or download the 511pa app. Whenever I travel, I use that app along with Waze. Gets you where I'm going safely. That wraps it up, everybody, for this week's show. Have a great weekend. Try and get some sunshine today. It's supposed to be sunny but cold. Tomorrow's supposed to be a little warmer. Enjoy the weather. And I will talk with you guys Monday.